The being with trufe, ain kan shir beis oisi. You don't have the shir of beis oisi. That's why you put it. The yama rov another chiddush. Hoitzi chatzi groig resachas. You carry it out in the morning at Shabbos. A chatzi groig res oichlim that you put it. It's a chatzi shir. The Easter hoitzo on oichel always is a shir groig. It's right out there. Venich, he left in Rishus Rabim. The chazi went back home again. Hoitzi chatzi groig res achas. You took out another chatzi groig res. Venicha, and you put it down. The nicho you put it down is rishayna nasa kemisha kolta kelev. The first one is considered as if a kelev came and took it. Oishenisufo, considered as if the first one was burnt up already. Meilu poter, and now even though you finished off your tzor, now you carried out a gregris, you poter, because when you finished off the second tzor, we consider as if the first one was burnt up already. Shet gemara amai, why should you say that for? Ho moncha, it's here. So you carried out first the chatzi shir, chatzi gregris, and then you carried out a second chatzi gregris. So at the end, you have a whole gregris that you carried out. So what do you mean? It's like it's burned up already. It's mamish munach, it's here. So the marhoki koma. It means to say like this. V'yim kodam v'gbiya rishayna. Koydim anachishniya. Lo yitzui, after you put the first one down, you yourself came and picked it up and took it someplace else. It's not in Rishus Rabim anymore. Like you brought it back home again. So it's like bottle legamri the first tzor. Now, when you make a second I saw, there's no tzirif anymore. Nasis rishayna kemisha kolta ni ashnisafor potum. Since when you finish off making a second I saw, putting down the second half of the chatzi gregris, the first chatzi gregris is not here anymore, there's no tzirif. So Rashi v'mayo mancho, v'chiv in the belam echad mitzarfu l'chi gomer hoitzah. Since it was done in the helam echad, l'churishu mitzarfu to. The Teretz says, no, Kemisha called the Kelo, that's not a Kamon. Hazerik, if you make a Zrika, you throw like Dalai Lama's Meshus Rabbim, the called the Kelo, and instead of letting the ball land by itself, the Kelo jumps in and takes it. It's Potter. It's not considered the ball rested because of your Zrika, nor the Kelo caused it to rest. Vachinami, Kigomro Hoitzor, when you finished off your Hoitzor, you took out the second half of the Gregorius. The first Hanukkah is not here anymore. Since you picked it up and took it away, it's not resting in Rishus Rabbin. We can't see complete Hoitzor done to Rishus Rabbin. There the commander lesser. It's as if it was never done. It's the only Chayiv at Sirif if when you finish the second half of the Melacha, the first Melacha is still in its place, sitting like it's still being done. So that's Rav's Chiddush. Back to Vyama Rav, another Chiddush. Hoitzi Chatzi Gregris. Venicha. You carry it out on Shabbos from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabbim and Chatzi Gregris. So far you potter. V'choz avoytzi Chatzi Gregris. Then you carry it out another Hoitzor, another Chatzi Gregris. V'hevi roderech oleon, and you carried it out on top of the first Gregris is Chayiv. Just the fact you're still holding it and walking with it, but since you walk over the first Gregris, that's enough to be Mechayiv. Chatzi Gmarva Mai Holenach. Why you chayiv? For the second I saw, you didn't do a ma'ase I saw yet. You're still carrying it, and you're still holding it in your hand, and you're still walking. So where's the Hoitzor? Where's the Hanochem? You picked it up with Rishus Yochid, and you walked outside, and you're still walking now. So why do I care if you walked over the first Chatzi Gregris, but the second Chatzi Gregris doesn't have Hanocha to it? There shouldn't be a chayiv. There it is, could go in Sheviro Teich Shloisha. We're talking about you holding it within Gimel Tfochim of the Banim Gregris. In other words, it's within Gimel Tfochim of the ground, and we say Teresh Shloisha is Kamad Demunach Dom. It's like Lovid. It's considered attached to the ground. So Kol Zaman, you have the Chayfetz within three Tfochim, like it's within a foot off the ground, and within three Tfochim, we always say Lovid. We'll see this for a lot in Ervin. It's considered it's attached to the ground, so it's considered like it's Munach Domi. So Nechlami, so Tay says, when it says Rila Viruk Derech Aleham, it's no chiddush that mamish went on top of the first chatzi gregris. Lavdak, you have to go on top of it. Kol zman the second chatzi gregris is taken out to Rishus Rabbim and it comes within gimel tefachim of the ground, it's considered like a smunach on the ground. So in the mitzvah, you have a chatzi gregris here, and the other chatzi gregris could be any other place in Rishus Rabbim. But you mitzvah up to two hoitzors. It's considered like you made a tzor to Rishus Rabbim. So Tzai says, Lav Davka Mamash Derech Olehom, that has to be Mamash on top of the first one. Even if it's far away, but as long as they're both in Rishus Rabbim, and it's called Hanukkah now, since it's Tech Gimel, Yechayiv. So the Mar Kashanein, Ivo Amar Rav, Rav says, later, we'll see, Davkuf, Tech Shloish Lerabonin, Tzorech Hanukkah Gabi Mashu. Rav says, that's not called Hanukkah. The person takes the ball, and throws it through the Rishus Rabbim, and it goes very close on the floor.
And a kamamish even touched the floor, but it goes weiter down to Zof, and say it goes weiter and then Zof b'shus a yachid, you potter. That's not called hanocha b'shus rabin. Hanocha b'shus rabin is only if it's munach on something.
Rava says, Rama Rava, Ter Shloish Rabon and Tzorach Hanoch Agavi Mashru. It has to rest Agavi Mashru. But Kozman, it's not resting, it's traveling through the Shus Rabim. It's not called Hanocha. So here, what do I care if the Chayfetz came? Toich Gimul, there's no Hanocha. And the Gemara like Kasha, Kan Bezerre, Kan Bemavir. When did Rava say that Toich Gimul, even the Chayfetz gets so close to the ground with the Gimul Tzvachim and Slovid, it's not called Munach, that's only by Zerik. That's where the chayfetz is being thrown, and it's not attached to the person at all. But since the chayfetz itself is traveling, if it's traveling through, it's not called munach there. But where the person is being mava means the person is holding it in his hand. Since the person himself is also attached to the ground, and now you bring your hand so far down that your hand now comes teich gimel to the ground, that's called munach. That's the chiddush. That's called munach. So if you carry out a chayfetz from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and you have it in your hand, and you put your hand so close down to Rishus HaRabim, it's within Gimel Tzvachim of Rishus HaRabim, Yechayiv. That's called Hanocha Rishus HaRabim. Trashi Mavir, Leitzorach Hanocha, Domoncha B'yodoi, it's resting in your hand. The Yodoi Smuch LaKarka, since your hand is Smuch to the Karka, your hand is called like Bot to the Karka now, so that's called Hanocha Rishus HaRabim. And when did Rava say you have to have Dafka Munach Agabi Kolshu? That's only by Zurich where you're throwing it. Tana Rabbanan, Hoitzi Chatzi Gregus. You carried out on Shabbos morning Chatzi Gregus, so far you potter. V'chozav Hoitzi Chatzi Gregus Belemechad. Then again, the same Shabbos you carried out another Chatzi Gregus, it's Chayiv. You Chayiv a Chatzis. Because you did a Gansam Lachem. And there's no sheer how long or how far apart it is from one to the other. Habi was done the same Shabbos Yechayiv. It's only by Achil we say the Svar, you have to have a shear of Kadei Achil's process in between to make it for one Ma'is Achilim. But here's the Melachas Amitztarf. He did a Chatzi shear in the morning, a Chatzi shear at night, Yechayiv. Right. B'shtei halomas potter. But if you realize you did something wrong in between, then you take a potter. Shtei halomas potter. Because he shalomas on a Chatzi shear, you potter. Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Behela mechot. If you did it with one forgetting, l'rishus echod is chayiv. Shno, if you carried them both out to one rishus rabim, then you chayiv. Of l'shtei rishuyis potter. If you carried out to two different rishuyis, you potter. What does it mean, shtei rishuyis? The Drashi. L'shtei rishuyis. U'shtei rishus rabim, even though they're both rishus rabim. El l'shesh hefzik b'nayim. They're like two different rishus rabim. One is a Beverly, and one is a Melrose. You went two different Rishus HaRabims, there's Efsik in between, then you potter. You only mitzaref the two if we see them both in the same Rishus HaRabim. Achidish. The same Rishus is potter. Omar Rabba, Vu Sheyesh Chiyav Chatis B'neim. You should know what's called a tziref, what's called a Hefsik, that they're called two different Rishus HaRabims, if in between this Rishus HaRabim and the other Rishus HaRabim, there was a Chiyav Chatis, there was a Rishus HaYochid in between them. The Rishus HaYochid is Mechalik. The Yab Rishus HaRabim, then a Rishus HaYochid, then another Rishus HaRabim. Since there's such a big hefzig of Rishus HaYochid in between, that makes it for two different Rishuyas. Av a Karmelis loyim. But if in between the two Rishus HaRabims, you only have a Karmelis, like we have, L'moshel, if you hold, Beverly is called Rishus HaRabim. And you tell me you're going to hold that Melrose is called Rishus HaRabim. In between the streets, the one you call the Karmelis. So that's not enough to be Mechalik, you'll still be Chayiv. A Karmelis is not enough of a Shir of a Chilik. Abaye Ram Abaye says, Afilu Karmelis is also called a Hefsik. No. Karmelis is called a Shir, it's called another Rishus. If you have one Rishus Rabim, another Rishus Rabim, the Karmelis in between, they're two different Rishuyas. He carried out one Chatzi Gregus to this Rishus Rabim. The other Chatzi, the other Rishus Rabim, you put it. Avo Pisla Loi. Pisla Stam a piece of wood, Rashi says. Pisla Eitz. Sheikhul Rach Rishus Rabim. You still have a piece of wood lying flat across Rishus Rabim, so it stops the Rabim from walking over it. That's not enough to make a hefzik. Umamala kol rechovoi v'hoitzi chatzi gregus mibeisa lekan. You carry up from your house first the chatzi gregus to this side of the stick in the Rishus HaRabim. The chatzi gregus mikan. Then you carry out another chatzi gregus to the other side of the big beam that's lying through the Rishus HaRabim. Then avadi yichayim. Because the beam in the Rishus HaRabim means nothing. Rav says even a tremendous chiddush. Rav amadein afilu pisla. Even if you have just a beam dividing the Rishus HaRabim, those people can't walk through the Rishus HaRabim. So it's considered like there's one side of the Rishus HaRabim on the north side of the beam, and then the other side is on the south side of the beam. That also makes it your potter for itzor. So So the Mara v'yoz the Rav the time Rav goes to Shitosoi. So Yomar Rav Rishus Shabbos to Rishus Gittin Damyam. So Shabbos had the same halacha and gave to Gittin. What's the gate to Gittin? Rashi says, the gate to Gittin, then you Gittin, Pistle Rishus to Nafshei, who? Kedermina Bazorik. Who gavra the Zorah Gittel the Vesu? Somebody threw a get to his wife. The locker is, you have to throw it to the Rishus where your wife is. The Chatzairoi, in her Chotzer. In the Gittor, the git fell, Venof of a Pistle, and it fell on a piece of wood. Vyukli Hossam, Shehisho Lomokin the Chatzairoi. That a person borrowed, in other words, you a mashal, you let your wife be shoyl, like rent, use a part of your chotzer. So he says, svara chad moka mushlinchi, a person let his wife use only this part of the chotzer, the part of the chotzer of north of the beam. A betray mekaimus lo mushlinchi, you didn't let your wife use the north side of the beam, only the south side of the beam. So you meant to throw the ger to the south side of the beam. That part of the chotzer you a mashal to your wife, so it's as if it's your wife's reshus right now. So when you throw the get into a reshus, chatzairi is koina, it's not that he gave with the get. But now that the get fell on the other side of the chotzer, Rav Ashek is not megareshes. Because the other side of the beam, just the beam in your chotzer, could be mechal the chotzer into two. As if to say, the Bailam only said, this part of the chotzer, I'm letting you use to be like your reshus. The other side I never gave to you. So you see, Filch's get in the beam could make a chotzer into two parts. He gave one, not the other part. Hilchas Shabbos has the same halacha. What's negayat Hilchas Shabbos that a beam can make two parts of Rishus Rabin? Negayat Tal Halacha. Where you carry out a Chatzi Gregris in the morning to one side of the beam in Rishus Rabin. And then later on you carry out another Chatzi Gregris to the other side of the Rishus Rabin, the other side of the beam, you're not mitzvah to two. It's considered like two different Rishuyas. You can't look as one Haitzur. Shemandat Chiddush Yipotter on Shabbos. Why? See, she did a ma'aseh tzor on Shabbos now. The hell mechud. The hell mechud, you did a hosh. You didn't realize in between, you did an issa. So the ma'aseh at the end of Shabbos, what did you do, be iser, not knowing, a hoshir? I mean, ma'aseh, this Shabbos, you did a melacha. Throughout this Shabbos, you carried out a sheer gregris to Rosh Hashanah. She did a melacha, it's a melacha tzor. Don't be that you have to do it in one shot. Zechazer also, the ma'aseh, you did a hosh from melacha, you didn't rest the Shabbos. You were Isaac doing work. What work did you do? You carried out the greatness. That's a chashv shiur itzor.
You know, it wasn't one action.
Right. That's, you see the whole sugya like that. Right. You don't need one action. It could add up little to little. It could add up also. So only a chiddush here though, that if you have a chilik in Rishu Yisim, we can't put the two maisim together. Look like two separate maisim. So each one by itself you put it. Right. The Mishnah. Right. The Mishnah says kechoyel kadei lochalay nachis. What's the shear of eye paint? To use for one eye, like makeup on one eye. For the Gemara, ayin achas lekachle. When Isha wears eye makeup, she puts it on both eyes. We ever heard of eye dyeing one eye? Over Ravuna, she came tsnuyas kochlas ayin achas. Talking about Isha to tsnuyim, so she bechal covers up her whole face, and the only thing she lets out is one eye. She like wraps the talus around her face, and one eye is sticking out. She has to see where she's going. So now just the one eye that's sticking out, that she puts her eye makeup on. The other one she doesn't make the eye makeup on. Rashi, Ahola Kachli, Elishteyanayim, Tsnuyas, Shochos Mutafas, they have wrapped himself around. Vyain Megalas Elayanachon, only one eye is uncovered. Lirois, Vekachelasoitsoi, and they paint up that one eye. So now that's the sheer of one eye. For the Mara Meisve, we have Shimon ben Elazarway Mekochum, Chol, this eye paint, or paint dyes used for the eyes, Im L'Rafua, if your Kavanah is to use this for Rafua to heal up your eye, then Lachalai Nachas, Enach Namin. Then Amol, only one eye is sick, and the Shkiach will take it out to heal up one eye. Im L'Kashed, but if you're putting this makeup, it's called makeup, you make to make yourself look nice, for Bezanayim, you only chai if you have enough makeup to do both eyes. Because not like Al Mishnah, you see, Chloe, you need enough makeup to use for both eyes. And the Gemara Tirgu Mehillah Bread Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni Kitani Hebironis. He's talking about people that live not in big cities; they live in small kfarim, in small towns. So Rashi's Mazman, small towns don't have to be so tsnuim because there's not that many people b'shus rabim. So therefore, the Noshim don't wrap up their face. So therefore, in small cities, both eyes are opened. So small cities, when they put eye makeup on, they do both eyes. So why does nobody machshiv a shear for one eye? Then you have to be chashiv only the shear for two eyes. Mashenka in the big cities, Well, there there's an inyan of snias to wrap up one eye, so there an isha only dies one eye, so it's a chash of a makeup for one eye. Rashi b'ronois v'nois k'forim. Ein tzrichet snias kolkach. Shein tzchayk v'kalas rosh in a small hick town, there's not so much left than kalas rosh in the streets. Motzi shum. So you don't have to do snias. A few people there. There it's not shechir to walk out covering up your one eye. Samelo, since both eyes are uncovered, havad the shtegrias to put eye makeup on both, and that's what's choshev shir. Right. Shava, what's the shir of wax? K'delite na pi nekev cotton. Tona, k'delite na pi nekev cotton shoyain. That means on yain. With a barrel of wine, you make a small hole to let the wine come out, and the wall you stuff it up with wax. Trashi shayin lemute shemen odvash shayin zav derech nekav katan yosem mishemen odvash. It's even a smaller hole. It's this. A yain goes out of a smaller hole, then you get oil and honey. Therefore, even though the hole is very small, you stuff it up with wax, so it's even a smaller sheer of wax. Right, the Mishnah says, Devik, how much glue do you have to carry on Shabbos? Elitem Rosh HaShavshav, to put on top of the beam. Tona, what kind of beam do you put paint, do you put glue on? Elitem Rosh HaShavshav Shabrosh HaKono Shel Tzayodin. This type of the corner, this reed that people use to catch birds with. Rashi? Rashi is before... Shotzaidin, Rosh HaShavshav Brosh Kona Shotzaidin, Moshiva Nese Koten Brosh Kona. They are benoist and all of devik. Hey, so they put a small piece of a nester, a small piece of metal on top of the corner, and they put glue on top of it. V'oif, now the birds, v'yoshevola, used to sit and rest on top of this beam. V'nidbak boy, that's where they used to catch the birds. When the birds sat down there and rested there, they got glued down to the beam. V'tzor lipton sham harba, you have to put a lot of devik, a lot of glue there. Te'shei oif nidbak boy, you want the oif to get caught there. So kids, it has to be quick drying glue. There has to be a lot of glue, you glue the bird down. That's what they used to catch birds. That's the smallest shear that you use with devik. Right. Yezephis, the gophers de lasis, the tar and sulfur to make a, what did Mishnah say? A cotton, to make a nekev. Tarnak de lasis, nekev cotton, to make a small nekev. Charsis, that's the brick chopped up, chopped up like clay. De lasis, pikur. Lememus at Gemara, the shear of the Rabbi Yehuda and Nafish. That Rabbi Yehuda gives the biggest shear. So what did the Mishnah say on charsis? Two shear. Chasus we had. Chasus mishnas de lasis pikur shel tzorfei zov. Just to make the opening for this furnace. We have yuduayma de lasis pitput. To make the pitput kur means to make the three legs. So it's a bigger shear. You need more chasus, more like clay, to make three legs than you need just to make the opening for the pikur. The Mazayas have yud is saying a bigger shear. You have yud is being makel. How much clay chassid do you need to make three legs? Not only to make just the opening of a kurum. For the more kaim alone, the shur the rabbanon nafish. All of we say for ket, the rabbanon say a bigger shir than Yehuda. There's none. We have Yehuda who I make the little amenu midas man lakotten. How much of a string do you have to carry out? The rabbanon said you need a bigger shir string enough to make a tloy, to make the tloy for a handle of a kli. That's a bigger shear. And Yehuda says a smaller shear. Enough string to measure a small size of a kid's foot. You see, if Yehuda says a smaller shear, so here it's a theory. Here, if Yehuda says a bigger shear. And the Gemara, Eimok, they lost it, pitput, tira katanim. It doesn't mean to make the whole pitput. It just means lost it, Rashi, latuach, bikoyim, sheboyim. Just means if you have some holes on the three-legged, stool, so fill up the holes. But it's also a smaller shear than the Rabbanim. Right, and there's in order not to make the whole three legs, but just if there are some holes in the leg, fill up, patch up the holes. Right, the soup in the Mishnah says, what do you with bran, with the hard part of the wheat? Like Rashi says, sometimes they don't have coals, so you used to make the fire burning the soup. Right, the Tana Rabbanan. Hamoitzi say, if you carry out here, is k'deligvo boyesatit, enough here that you make cement with. And tit, if you carry out tit itself, last is pi kurashot surfe zul. Trashi sayer here, that's the yochla tit. You used to put here in the cement. Hakigasin in tit, how much of the cement you chayefum? The last is pi kurashot surfe zul. Sid, the Mishnah says, you want to carry out loim, they lost the bnois ketana. In order to put enough loim on the bnois, the young girls used to put the mokim erva to make it softer, or else to take off the hair there. Tona, because they lost the etzpa ketana shavabonis. How much loim do you have to have to put on an etzpa ketana? Not the mokim erva, not an etzpa ketana. So Drashi etzpa ketana, darka lost it is kol aguf lahadim. They used to put the seed on the whole body, lav dafka b'mokam erva, but to make themselves a little bit more red, they used to put the lime all over the body. So if you have a shear to put on etzpa ketana, that's also a chashav shear. Amrav Yudam Arav, b'nois yisrael shegila pirkin. Hey, the young girls used to come 12 years old, used to come to come godless, pirkin, v'lo yegila shonim. Or else it means, the pirkin means they had hair already, but they didn't come to shonim, they weren't 12 years old yet. Rashi Shagia Le Pirkum Le Gia Shavio Shtei Starus says by Mokim Erva they had 2 years already. Of Le Boy Le Chlal Shonim the Haruyas Lekach Omis Baishes Padov they used to be embarrassed that they were too young and they used to have hair already, so they're embarrassed. What they do is Bnei Sanim the poor people Teiflas Neisam Besid they used to be pushed lime shmir lime there and that would make the hair fall off. Bnei Sashirim the richer people Teiflas Neisam Besoilis they used to use Soilis means flying flower. But nice Malachim, the very rich people, Teflas Eisim Meshem and Amor. They used to use special olive oil. Shenema Shisha Chadoshim Meshem and Amor. The Mamai Shem and Amor, what was it? Ravun Rachiyoma Sitchis. Sitchis. What's Sitchis? Rashi. Yabiyamiya. Is on side say? Not sure. Pirish. Shemina Mavushim. Smelling oil. A sukhsim is smelling on the side, it says, Shemin and Mugushim, he's smelling the Shemin. We have Yirmiya Barababu, Oma, Shemin Zayas, it means olive oil, Shleviya Shlish. You took it from olives that didn't grow a third yet. And those olives you squashed out, the juice, the oil, that's called Shemin, that's called, Shemin Amor. Tanya Buda Oimer, and Fiknun, what does that mean, that Shemin Zayas, Shleviya Shlish? It's called on Fiknun. Why do they smear this on him? Shemash resa sheir. Oh, matna bosa. Those two things. It takes off the hair. So this young girl that have hair before their age, it takes off the hair. And also matna sabosa makes the skin smooth. Rav Biva hevele brata. Rav Biva had a daughter. Tofla aver aver. He mamash smeared the lime all over her, on every aver. Shokolo dalad meyazuzi. I mean, it helped his daughter very much. It became beautiful. When it came to marry her off, he got a nod, and the shver gave a $400 for him. It was a good thing. Rashi, shokolo dalad meyazuzi. Rashi, shenesiafio. The kof to leal mugonim. They wanted to marry her, but not the mamon. They paid the shver money. They paid her father money to be able to marry her. So could say it's good to shmir her. Who Nochri was, there was a guy, Bishavisa in the neighborhood. Heavily brought, he also had a daughter. Mistam, he saw the way Yerim's daughter came so nice from smearing with lime. He also wanted to smear his daughter with lime. His Toflo Bechad Zimna, he took lime and smeared it over the whole body of his daughter. And she died. Omar, so the guy said, Kotler Rabibi Labrati, because Rabibi, my daughter died. Omar of Nachim, what's that of Pshat? Rabibi, the Shosh Yashikh, Rabibi used to drink a lot of beer. Sumela Bayin, Bante Tofla. It was good for his daughter to have the shmearing. Shrashi Hashecha Mashchir Mabisayim. They drink a lot of beer, it makes you black a little bit, and it makes you have a lot of hair. Therefore, it's good to put the tofel around you. Of Anan Ost, Loishasin Shichra, we don't drink beer, Loiboyim Bantan Tfelim. Our daughters don't have to have, tfel doesn't have to be rubbed. So, Vice says, the guy didn't drink too much beer, so it wasn't good for him to shmear his daughter with loin. Mashenki and Rabiva that drank a lot of beer, then it was good to make a lot of, to put lime. If you do, I make they lost in Coca-Cola. If you just have a smaller shear, what do you use lime for? To smear over Coca-Cola. For the Gemara, my Coca-Cola, what's Coca-Cola mean? Oh, my Andifa. The Gemara says, the Mishnah said two shearim. One man the other said the shear to smear over Coca-Cola, and one said the shear to write over Andifa. What's the chiluk and what are the two? Omarav, Sidoi, Ubas Sidoi. It means the hair that grows on the temple, on the side of the loin, comes further down. Rashi, Kukola Tzidoi, Timplo, the hair that grows on the temple. The Sada Noisa used to smear with loin. Lashkeva said, keep the hair in place. Bas Tzidoso, Lamati Menu, even a little bit lower than that. Loser Sayer Dak Vuandifun. If you have, she had small hair growing, like on a beard, it's lower than a temple. She had hair growing, she used to put lime there to take off the hair. So the Gemara Bozer Lemein with the Shir the Reb Yehuda Nafish. The Gemara Bozer Reb Yehuda is saying a bigger Shir than the Rabbanin, because Reb Yehuda is saying Kukola, that's more than the Etz Pektana. It's a bigger Shir. Rashi Lemein with the Shir the Reb Yehuda Nafish. But to me, of a Kaimlon Gabi Gami the Shir the Reb Yehuda Zutra or Machmir Shir the Shabbos. So how can they say here it means you need so much lime to put over the whole temple? It's a bigger Shir. And the Gemara Kaimlon the Shir the Rabbanin Nafish. And the Gemara Zutra mit Rabbonin. Rabbi Yehuda's shear is smaller than the Rabbonin, but Nafish mit Rabbi Chemia. It's only bigger than the Chemia Shita. Rashi Mishani Nafish mit Rabbi Chemia Zutra mit Rabbonin. The Yamri lost the Espektana. The Rabbonin say you have to smear over the whole Espektana. And Rabbi Yehuda holds just enough to smear over the temple, much with a smaller shear. Just it's bigger than the Chemia shear. But the Gemara Meisvei, still shear. That can't be the Pshat, and where you smear the lime on the temple's take off the hair that's growing downwards. Meitzvay, I'm a Rebbe. Near and dear Rebbe Yehuda that says you need lime to shmir on the temples on the Kilkala Bichovet. Bichovet Rashi Sid Hanimuach, very smooth lime. Hanimuach is very liquidy. But Mayim Harbi Shuvas Lasa Kilkala. That's used to shmir on Kilkala. We'll soon see what Kilkala means. Mashenki B'Divrei Reb Nechemya VeBeitzes. That's a little. That's lime. That's a little thicker, harder lime. Now, the two shiurim are Reb Nechemya and Reb Yehuda. One means the hair right under the line, the temple, and one means the hair further down. But the Ma'i Dividi Chavit, both of these two places, it's shchiach to put wet lime. So how could you say that the Nechemya Shita is good when you have thick lime? If the Torah are taken off the hair on the temple, they both have the same shear. Both of them means liquidy lime, and not Beitzis, not the thick lime. So it doesn't stim. Elam Rab Yitzchok, Amri Dvei Rab Ami. Andifa, what does it mean to say means Andifa? What's Andifa, Trashi? Trashi Idividi could call it Andifa Tavayo Besit Chavit. And the Muach Sad Noisei. It's very, very liquidy lime is good. Andifa, it means Kli Cheres. It's talking about type of a Kli Cheres, earthly Kli. For Loishne Dodin, the two spouts to it that the yarn comes out. Achas Lamala, one spout is higher up. Viachas Lamata. You want to fill up this kli, you hold up the spout, that's too high, two parts to it. So the type of a kli that you store wine in, and you want to stuff it up when you want to fill it up. So you stuff it up with wine. People waste the money. That you don't put wine into a kli cheres, you ruin the wine. There can't be pshat here. We're talking about you making marks on the kli. Trashnasis means simonim kli cheres godol. Veish by blitas kimin agoizim katanim ad kanasor. You have a big glass and you want to make simonim on the glass to know how much is a saw, how much are two saws, how much are three saws. So you have a big kli and you just smear a little bit sid on the side to make like a mark to know how big it is. That's what it is. That's a small shield. Like Masad. Shnosos hoyu used to have in the Beis Hamikdash. Used to have the keli would have shurim on him. Vehin akan lapar used to have a shear of a hin for yayin. That's used for carbon of a par. Akan lion. This is how much yayin you use for an ayin. Akan lekevis. So that's what it means here also. It's a small shear to put the lime on the kli. Your boy is saying mamayan difa apusia. What says apusia? Drashi apusia padachas shlei b'mokim sheir lahadim. Stam, enough lime to smear on the forehead. Stam, to make your forehead red. It's like makeup. It's not made to take off the hair. Stam, made to make your forehead red. V'chiho dihu baglila. The mice with the baglila, the glory of the bubble came to bubble. The armor they told him, kum doris tonu b'maisa makova. Give us a drush to talk about maisa makova, which really it's also to dashim rab maisa makova. Maisa makova is only mutter to learn b'yechidus, not rabbin. Omalu, they told him, Edris Bechu, Kedorish Reb Nechemya Lechavri. Dash like Nechemya to Lechavri. But Nofik, when he started to dash, and Nofik Arisa Min Kaisel, Arashi Tzira, a hornet, came out of the Kaisel, Omachta Biendafi, hit him on his forehead, and missed, and he died. The Omale Mindiloi Dole. Rashi Mindiloi Dole means, Miyodoi Hoysa Zois. You cause it upon yourself. You shouldn't learn the Maisa Makova. So see, a panda here means the forehead. That's Pshanal Mishnah also. Enough, a small amount of lime that they didn't use to cut off the hair with. They just put a little bit on the forehead to make the forehead red.